Okay, so we ended off on. So we ended off yesterday, Thursday, with a seeming stira in the mission in the Chavetz Chaim on an important, very relevant shaila, and that is, if somebody tells me some information, is it mutter for me to tell over what somebody told me to somebody else? And he didn't tell me that I could tell it to someone else. So on Klal Test, the Chavetz Chaim says, Haimel chaver eze davar, if a person tells somebody else some information, also l'sapra hakach l'achirim, elam kein nosan l'rishus al zeh. You're not allowed to tell it over to somebody else. I told it to you. You can't just become an amplifier, that you heard something that I told you, and now you go tell somebody else. Because then the Gemara darshens it, because it says, V'yidabar Hashem Moshe le'mar. It's only because Hashem told Moshe to go say it, that's why you have permission to say it. Otherwise, don't talk. So the question is that we seem to find a steer to that in Chafetz Chaim himself, which obviously is a problem for us, not for him. The Chafetz Chaim at the end of Klal Beis says that im echa gilo lechaveiro be'ape tlosa, the Chafetz Chaim is going on the halacha of that in front, if somebody says something in front of three people, that's an indication that he doesn't mind if the word gets out. Because you said it in front of a few people. If you said it in front of a few people, then you knew that things are going to, that it's going to get out. So the Chafetz Chaim applies that halacha ba'apei klosa to this halacha that when you tell somebody something, if you tell it to him privately, you just said it to one person or to two people, then you can't spread it. But if you didn't tell it, but if you said it in front of three, then the assumption is the person doesn't mind. If you tell, it's as if he said it's okay for you to spread it. However, the Chafetz Chaim seems to make a condition, when is there this isur of that you're not allowed to spread it? So he says, if it's in kind information, that the assumption is that you would not be able to tell it to somebody else unless you got permission from him. For example, because pen yuchalagielo ayideze hezekoitzar. Because if this information gets out, it can have a bad effect on me. Either it could mean I tell somebody about a great new place I found to buy my equipment that I sell, and now if you go tell it to other people, so then everybody's going to go there, I'm going to lose my business. So that's something which the understanding is that if you say something like that, you don't want this person to go tell other people. Therefore, it's only mutter to tell other people in case it's in front of three. In kein reinu, l'chein mutter l'zeh shmei l'chatkil l'galos. Therefore, you're allowed to say it, unless this. So it would seem from here that the halacha that you can't say any other information is only something which would cause, which there's an understanding that logically you shouldn't say it, unless he gave you permission to say. And the Chafetz Chaim says, but without the heter of Abit Lasa, you wouldn't be able to say it. And then he says, if the reason why it's usur is only because you're not allowed to say it, because saying it is going to bring a damage, or going to bring a hurt to somebody else. He says, but where do we learn this halacha from? He says, Ve'en lahakshas alzeh mimashom rabbi yuma. It says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, and it says, that you should not tell unless I tell you to go and say. So he says, by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu said it to Moshe Rabbeinu, by Moshe Rabbeinu spreading the word, that couldn't hurt HaKadosh Baruch Hu, or couldn't cause him pain. So from there it's mashma that there's a prohibition about giving over the information, even if it's not going to have a negative impact on the person who told you. So he says, Yeshlaim with the Shum who mida toiva ba'alma. That is taka only a mida toiva. That's a good mida. That a person should get used to keeping his mouth shut, which is a very good advice for many people, many times, all the time. As my mother-in-law says, you're never sorry for what you don't say. So it's a good thing to train yourself not to talk, even though there's a heter to say over the information you heard. But don't gossip. Don't just, you know, because you heard something, go tell somebody else. Even if it won't have any negative impact. But it comes out that the Isur is only in a case where it would have a negative impact. But it's a midah taiva not to say it. That's it, one thing he says. V'yoynev shalaymer, d'may darminin shuba bal yoymer davka imichnise bebeise bifidi. In other words, if I tell it to you in a way that it looks like I mean to tell you a secret. So he says, the mashmik tzashu makbir dovshli is gala. In other words, if I call you in to the side and I say, listen, I want to tell you something. So if you do it in that way, even though it's not going to hurt, but lemaisa, I'm indicating that I don't want you to say this to someone else. And he says, and then you would learn it out. Do me the hasam, the chnisi HaKadosh Baruch Hu loyal moyit b'yichidi, the koil shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu li'nishma chutz loyal, and similar to like Moshe Rabbeinu and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu, come inside the oil moyit. And the miracle was that even though Havyachal, Hashem spoke loud, but you couldn't hear it outside. So that's an indication that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling it to Moshe privately, unless Itaku would have said it. So even though Itaku wouldn't be damaging to you, but nevertheless, if I tell it to you in a way that I say, I'm going to tell you some information, but I don't want you to say it over, even though you don't say it specifically like that, explicitly like that, but it's understood from the way that I'm telling it, then also there's the Isur of Baal Teima. So it comes out, he says, Avalim Sipalei Bachutz, Tlo Yashum Gila Milsa, then it depends, is it something that would be negative or not? So the Chatz Chaim says, seemingly, now there's two cases in which there's an Isur that it's forbidden to say over something that somebody told you. Either if it could cause the person hurt, you're not allowed to say it. And that was if he told you about a special good deal that he could get or whatever, that would have an impact, negative impact. So then, by saying it, you're going to hurting me. So you're not allowed to say it unless I said it in front of three. Or if I told it to you in a way that indicated that I don't want you to say over what I'm telling you. In that case, even though seemingly it won't hurt me, but nevertheless, I told you some information. I don't want you to tell anybody else. So then you're not allowed to tell it. So the problem is, if that's the gather, as he explains it to us, in Klal Beis, so why in Klal Tes can he say, Ha'imel chaveru eze dover? If a person tells somebody eze dover means anything. Also le'lisabra hakach lacherim, elim ken nosel le'rishus al zeh. You're not allowed to tell it over unless he gave you permission. Heard that's not true. You are allowed to tell it over. You're only not allowed to tell it over either if it's negative information that could be negative to me, or if I told it to you in a way that indicates that I want you to keep it a secret, or I told you to keep it a secret. But if I didn't do, if it doesn't have one of those two conditions, then seemingly in that case it's mutter. So therefore it's not easy to understand, for me at least, to understand how the Chafetz Chaim and Klal Tes makes a blanket Isur when in the end of Klal Beis he seems to say that it's only a problem under two circumstances. So a midah taiva, maybe it is, but if it's a midah taiva, you can't write Osur life. You can't write it's Osur if it's only a midah taiva. Okay, and then we begin the most important klal, if we could say that, in Hilchos Lashon Hara, and that is that if somebody does something wrong to somebody else, when are you allowed to talk about it? And when are you not allowed to talk about it? And Bez Hashem, we will try to talk about it tomorrow.